Are they here? If we don't lay down this jingle soon, we are going to be toast on a rope.
Toast?
It means something bad. Now, the recording artists are gathered in the lobby.
Definitely. They are eagerly warming up as we speak.
They are aware for what they are auditioning?
Double definitely. I checked with each musician, songwriter, and roustabout. They're all here to sing their very best jingle for a... here it is, Long Tom Silver's Seafood Restaurant. Oh, just imagine, some lucky vocalist will be the new voice of Corporate Fried Fish. Decided right here where I'm standing.
Yeah, dreams are being born, all right. Send in the first victim.
Right. All right, everyone, please enter the booth one at a time. Tell us your name, your deal, and sing your song. You'll know when it's your turn when you hear a shockingly loud...
Next!
Well, there you go. Come on in.
Now, who are you?
My name's Bob Dylan. I'm ready to show some love and break some fishy hearts. Come gather round, people, from your office or home. Your stomachs are rumbling, you've made yourselves known. To aid in digestion, all the fish are deboned. And now it's your party, they're paging. So have some more water, you won't dine alone. Cause tonight we're serving Cajun.
Next!
Your name?
Kermit the Frog. And well, I'm a frog. Well, here we go.
I can have so many meals and combos, but what will I choose? Versailles.
Next.
Your name, please.
That's Liza with a Z, sweetie. I'm over the moon to shill your delicious swimmers. Hit it! Stop spreading the news. Thank you, thank you. I'm leaving today. You hear me in the back, don't you? We took it down right off. No pork, no pork.
Next!
They call me Darius Rucker.
Hootie?
No, Darius Rucker. Here's a Hootie song. Try a little cod, a chicken tender meal, a soda pop of water. We have Pepsi products here.
Next!
Wow, 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 wow. I'll choose the meal in the box.
Next!
Could you state your name?
Yo, what up? You keeping the fish cracker lacking? You making the fish gob smacking? Give it up for your boy DJ DJ! Bim, 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 bim!
Next! No! Wait! I don't know how much more I can take. I mean, I pride myself on sticking it out. But all these people and...
animals? Puppets?
Whatever. They're not going to work. They're just obnoxious.
The trouble with the advertisers is they get all excited about nothing and then record it. Listen to this, sweetie. Then we'll talk.
Grammy award-winning vocalist and part-time actress Cher?
Better isn't hard to find. I still push the swine aside, cause it won't cook through. So we can't serve it to you. It's so sad that it's leaving, but this will save your heaving. know pork is tasty, friend, but not coming out both ends. Oh, do you believe in life after pork?
What? Yeah, sweetie, I'm holding.
Wait. Hold on. Miss Cher?
Yes.
Ma'am, I have heard people for what feels like all day.
Like 5 minutes.
Regardless, you have without a doubt taken the fish-infused cake. Would you please do us the honor of representing our humble, nationally franchised fish eatery?
Listen, I've made enough money to coat my entire body in La Mer every morning. If anyone can turn a franchise around through a lucrative advertising partnership, it's me. Of course I will.
Hooray!
Snap out of it!
So, Bailey, let's get you prepped for your report to Kathleen.
But you've been gone from the station for weeks, Jennifer. How will you be able to give me any of the information I need?
Well, you're going to be lying to Kathleen anyway. What does it matter what information I give you?
That does make sense in a twisted sort of way.
Great! So, questions, fire away.
So, your top anchor, Eric, he's where?
I talked to Eric on the phone a few days ago, and he's on a cruise or something.
But he needs to be here for the telethon.
Well, he won't be. You'll just have to tell Kathleen that there was a booking issue and that he's giving a commencement speech at Wisconsin Tech or something.
I don't think I can do that.
You'll be fine. Next.
Is it true that your station manager, Anita, has a long-running feud with NPR and might sabotage some potential content sharing?
Anita doesn't hate NPR. She hates the people at NPR and everything they stand for. And NPR is committed to these joint ventures, 100%. I would know. I used to work there.
They're 100% committed? Really?
No. Maybe like 60%. But just fudge the numbers a little bit.
Not the numbers.
Anything else?
Yes. Is it true that you've had issues with the FCC and the health department in recent weeks?
Well, I have no idea, but probably. Let's just say no, though. No, okay, so none of that happened.
Wait!
Bailey! You're gonna be fine. Just keep your answers short and as close to the truth as you can without actually giving Kathleen any useful damning evidence to shut down the station.
What?
All right, Bailey, you ready?
She's ready. Good luck.
Great. So, Bailey, where are we on the whole Eric Stamberg thing?
Eric, he is over watching Wisconsin Tech. He's cruise.
Would you like to try that again? In English? Why isn't he on the schedule for the telethon pledge drive?
He's doing something else.
Is it important?
Yes, definitely. Yes, absolutely. 100%. For sure. Yes.
Okay. And the NPR thing? Is that a done deal?
It is something that Anita will stand for the people and everything she hates. 60%.
Well, good. I'm glad Anita is committed to this one. That's at least something positive. What about the FCC and health departments?
No,
you don't have the information?
No. With the FCC, with fines and the health department, they probably did. But studio and meet, no.
Okay. Sounds like it's complicated. But I'm glad there aren't any fines or anything like that. Anything else I should be worried about?
Yes. I mean, no.
All right. Let's get this telethon started. Lady Tech Industries is committed to supporting women through thick and thin. We're proud to announce our new mansplain ear is a hit.
I pop it in right when I get into work, and...
Women should wear skirts instead of pants. Pants can be detrimental to a woman's reproductive system.
It's so helpful. It's almost like I have a little school in my ear because I'm learning so much.
I guess I'm still in shock by how much it feels like there's a man looking over my shoulder at my desk. Mansplain ear is like getting a hug from a friend. even if you don't necessarily consider them a friend, and you don't really need or want a hug.
With a name like Lady Tech, it must be feminism.
Craig Vance, back with you here on Sports Blast. Let's get real, people. Craig is done playing softball. It's time to really take a look at the officiating in sports today. It's a major problem. It's epidemic. But the pinnacle of ineptitude seems to be on display on Monday nights, am I right? Every time I sit down to watch professional wrestling, I'm just embarrassed. I mean, what sport are these guys watching? Take the John Cena match last week, for example. Cena, my favorite underdog, is in a match, and his opponent's manager starts talking to the ref in the middle of the match, and the bad guy's identical twin jumps in the ring and beats Cena up. By the time the ref turns around, he counts 1, 2, 3, and it's over. I mean, how blind can you be? The whole crowd is screaming it at him. It's like he didn't want to know. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe this whole thing's rigged. The telethon continues next.
Welcome back, everyone, to our WAIP telethon. We are on the air, and our operators are standing by, ready to take your donations. Folks, I'm here with a very special guest. You see, ever since I was a young boy, my passions were always to primo, buttery smooth voice work, and the World Yo-Yo Contest. Watching those heroes of yo spinning those fabulous plastic rings on their fanciful strings delivered hours of thrills to the young announcer before you all today. It is for this reason that I am elated to introduce a man who is the ultimate yo-yo champion, and his name is... Wait a minute. You're no Hiroyuki Suzuki. It's...
Yo, 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 yo! What up, DJ? DJ in the hizzle-bubizzle! Bam, bam, bam!
Ah, a yo-yo champion. I get it. Very clever. Okay, DJ, DJ, you got yourself booked on the telethon. I guess that's one for DJ, DJ, and yet another goose egg for the WAIP Talent Booking Department. What have you got for us, DJ, DJ?
Get it. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. I'm DJ, DJ, and I'm here to say that I dropped the sickest beats for the WAIP is the address for your dank website.
Cause now you got the mournful Gene on the mic.
The mournful Gene Lavender?
Like a ship in the night, I gotta toot as I pass. Hello, good sirs. May I allow me to introduce myself, Mr.
That's DJ, DJ, son. Dope rhythm, sick rhymes. Look no further.
Don't feel bad, double DJ. They call me a sick dope too. The mournful Gene Lavender, here to darken your days.
Now, hold on. Before this whole segment goes completely off the rails, can we please have Gene?
The mournful Gene.
Don't be messing with the mug's name, my homie. Yo, yo. I mean, yo. It's his name. Know what I'm saying?
Look, I have to read some announcements. Not just anyone can do my job. They rely on me to relay information to the masses clearly.
Yo, most anyone can do what you do. I spend some time behind the mic, and I know my man Mournful G got mad stage cred, yo.
Indeed, double to the double J. I have had my share of accidental mouth electrocutions.
Word, MGL.
Word.
Moving on. It seems a severe dip in weather conditions caused many cars to malfunction this past week.
Looks like the weather took a dip and your car's gonna malfunction, baby.
Man, this cold ain't no joke.
Further, people are now dubbing this extreme cold phenomena the polar vortex.
People says they's calling this the polar vortexes.
Call it what you want. This cold is some bullshit, yo.
That's just about enough of that.
Not even close, Kimasabi.
We got the cure for your stale-ass announcements.
A sick beat. Hits it! Light purple on the mic while I'm in the freezing rain, ready to make my pain. Everybody's pain. The air is cold, but I'll change up my plan. Mix the air horn and it goes.
Beep, 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 beep!
Oh. All right, okay, now that's it. Everybody out. This is done now. Play the chimes. Somebody play the damn chimes!
Where am I?
My name is Claude Topple. Despite my desire to help others, I was born with a habit for making things worse. After a bizarre hammock incident, I was endowed with unreliable supernatural powers. I have vowed to change my worsening ways to help Sanguine City and earn the respect of the woman I love. I am the Mercener, the Worsener.
A mysterious figure flies over Sanguine City proper. There's a crisis below. A school bus full of children careens out of control. Seeing the peril, this masked figure swoops down and rescues the people in danger with speed and grace. Who is he? What is his name? Who does his taxes? His puffed-out chest, the bold, protruding chin, his underwear on over his pants. These are the signs of a true hero. Who are you, stranger?
I am Hero Man, and I'm the hero Sanguine City needs. You are all lucky and privileged to have me.
Hero Man, can I shake your hand?
I want your face tattooed on my face!
Hero Man, will you sign my baby's forehead?
We'll get back to Hero Man in due time. Right now, our story takes us away from Earth, previous to this time, and out into deep space where, contained within a bubble of floating light, the Worsener drifts helplessly.
Getting difficult to breathe. How much worse can things get before I expire?
As if losing air wasn't enough, a warthling space shark makes its way, mouth wide, ready to swallow the Worsener whole. If the lack of oxygen doesn't finish the Worsener, the shark will. Is this the final gasp for our declining hero?
Aye, Sharky Shark. At least wait till I'm dead before you eat me.
What's this? Just as the last intake of breath, a ship floats above the Worsener. A hatch opens and the Worsener, along with the Warthling space shark, are pulled inside. With the shark thrashing about, a purple-suited individual, someone with remarkable efficiency and strength, quickly wrangles the shark into an ejection tube and presses the discharge button, sending the deadly creature back into space.
Thanks. Thank you for saving me. You're amazing.
Not amazing. I'm spectacular.
Spectacular removes her helmet, revealing the confident, striking face of a woman familiar to the Worsener.
Harriet. Harriet Speck from Sanguine City High School.
Harriet Speck is dead!
You killed Harriet and took her face!
I'm not Harriet anymore. I'm not that sad, pathetic little girl. I'm spectacular.
Let's clear up this unexpected encounter with some tedious but necessary backstory.
It was the night of prom. I was feeling sorry for myself because I didn't have a date. No one wanted to go with the funny-looking nerdy girl. I was just on my way to the movie theater to see Amish Cannibal 3.
Amish Cannibal 3 is truly the best of the Amish Cannibal movies.
Yeah, well, I was on my way when I heard your voice, Claude.
Harriet! Harriet, it's me, Claude. You know how you didn't have a date to the prom? Well, this guy said he's looking for you.
What guy?
This guy. I was just outside Red Robin and I met this guy named Red Robin, and he was looking for you.
Red Robin?
I know. What are the odds? He said he wants to take you to prom. Well, see you later.
I was abducted that night, Claude. You're responsible for getting me taken by a being from another galaxy.
You mean that Red Robin guy was an alien?
Yes!
No wonder his car looks so spherical. Wait a minute, you mean...
Yes! Because of you, Claude, I was abducted by the Ahnopes, an alien race who can't make up their minds. I was taken from everything I cared about. My parents were left in misery, making me nothing but another missing person statistic. Just a number.
No! I mean, you never saw Amish Cannibal 3?
No, I never saw Amish Cannibal 3.
I just wanted to help.
Well, you made things worse.
You probably hate me.
Well, I did. I usually don't forgive people who get me captured by aliens, but time has a way of changing feelings.
Time also has a way of changing from minute to minute.
Yeah. Well, the Ahanops helped me become spectacular, so I guess it was a good thing. I'll take you back to Earth now.
Harriet Spectacular, will you teach me how to be a better superhero?
I don't know. There's a lot that you don't know about me, Claude.
I can't go back to Earth. Earth doesn't want me there, but if you teach me how to be a superhero like you...
Fine. I'll teach you. I'll take you under my wing.
You have wings? That's very cool.
But if we do this, we go all the way. At the first sign of giving up, it's back adrift in space for you.
Okay.
The shark-infested space. We need to get you out of here. Why don't you get some sleep, Claude? You need rest. Some people find it difficult to sleep on an intergalaxy cruiser because of the jumping space-time, but...
With a worsener fast in slumber, Spectacular sneaks away from the cockpit for a secret communique.
Spectacular calling the Intergalactic Avenger League of Space Guardians. Spectacular calling Iolozg.
Iolozg. Here, go ahead. Spectacular.
I have made contact with Claude Topple, the worsener. Have gained his trust, and am ready to commence Project Turnabout Reform, awaiting further instruction.
Confirmed. Stand by.
The worsener is about to see what a real hero is.
Isn't the tension thick enough to chew? I like my tension on rye with Dijon. What plans does Spectacular have for the worsener?
Oh, nothing wicked, I promise.
Will the worsener get the training he needs to change his worsening ways?
Nothing worsened, nothing gained.
Will Spectacular and worsener get to safety from the Worthling space shark?
More people are killed by lightning than eaten by Worthling space sharks, just saying.
All this and more on the next episode of...
The worsener, the worsener, I beat you. I'm the worsener.
So, you're back.
Yes, Anita. You knew I was coming back today.
Not you, Jennifer. You're back.
Hi, Anita. I got your voicemails.
Great. And we will never speak of them again.
Well, I actually was particularly fond of the one where you were crying and quoting Dashboard Confessional.
And we will never speak of them again. Especially since it is I who am now vindicated.
But seriously, the phone calls helped. And yours did too, Christopher, and Eric's.
Well, welcome back.
I'm just going to pretend all of that made sense to me and move on. It looks like things are going pretty well. There was a surprising amount of celebrity endorsements this morning for the telephone.
You can thank Oliver and Tommy for that stunt.
The rental of the production room for recording seems to be going well.
That was another great Tommy and Oliver plan.
And I have no idea why, but that last segment with two buffoons generated the most pledges per hour we've ever seen.
And that one was Jennifer's idea.
Seems like the interns are pretty helpful around here. It makes me think, Bailey? I need a coffee in my hand 20 minutes ago.
Why don't I go help you find her, Miss Henderson?
Jennifer, before you go.
Yes, Anita.
And we will never speak of it again, but it's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
New from Lady Tech, Mansplained Ear, Home Edition. You've heard of Amazon Alexa. Now meet Mansplained Ear. Mark. To demonstrate, here's Marlene. She's frustrated from cleaning up after her boys.
Ugh, I'm so frustrated from cleaning up after my boys.
Leaving the seat up on the toilet prevents bacteria from being trapped and allows for a cleaner bathroom environment.
Wow. A little mansplaining really subdues my anger. I'm so grateful for my mansplain ear, Mark.
Mark can mansplain your chores, cooking, parenting, or favorite TV shows.
Wow, that bruschetta on the Food Network looks delicious.
Well, actually, it's pronounced a bruschetta.
Oh, wow, that could have been embarrassing.
When the patriarchy's keeping you down, Lady Tech... Lady Tech.
It's time once again for our WAIP interview segment, and this time we're talking with Megan McGee of X Fabula.
X-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit that strengthens community bonds through the art of true personal storytelling. X-Fabula presents workshops and story slams where community members craft and share true stories about their lives. Megan McGee is the executive director and one of the co-founders. She uses her background in theater, Spanish, and lean process improvement to create brave spaces for storytelling. That includes over 400 events, 50 venues, and 1,200 stories on stage since 2009. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us about X-Fabula, about your history, about, you know, just tell us your story.
Oh, sure. Well, way back in 2009, there were a group of five people, and we didn't actually all know each other, but there kept being these series of conversations in bars. Some of us had been to different storytelling programming in other cities. There were people who were really into podcasts, and there were people who were really into film, all sorts of art forms. But we kept saying, you know, Milwaukee should really have some sort of storytelling program. And I think we talked about it enough that we annoyed a common friend who then demanded, you know, since you can't stop talking about it, maybe you should start it. We thought, well, let's put on an event and see what happens. So we had our first event at Art Bar, and we had a lot of people show up, so we thought we'd do it again. Next thing you know, we were talking about trying to incorporate and do bigger things, just because I think we all just thought, man, Milwaukee can be such a divided place. It can be a place where people stay in their lane. What if we use the power of storytelling to make it feel like entertainment, but secretly to try to break down the barriers between folks?
Yes, and I've heard some of the excellent stories that are told in your program. It seems to be for you guys, you just put out a call for talent, and it comes in, and it doesn't talk about waffles or mumble.
No. In fact, you know, we believe that everyone can tell powerful, true personal stories, that everyone has that capacity.
Okay.
Now, of course, some people maybe fixate on a particular topic or baked good. Some people have problems sharing their voice. And so we have come up with, over time, lots of different strategies to help those people be effective tellers so that they're not, say, driving away listeners.
You have workshops.
We do.
That help people who aren't good at telling stories and filling time.
Yes.
Do those things better.
Totally.
Are those free?
They're not, but you know, if you'd like to write a grant, we do partner with a lot of folks.
Sure. Grants sound great.
Oh.
You get a person to do those, I assume?
No, generally we work with the partner organizations. I got to say, though.
Sounds like people are just really coming out of the proverbial woodwork to tell you good stories and give you money. That's great. I'm super happy for you.
No.
Work
like
that you do here.
No, let me be honest though. Storytelling is about vulnerability.
Sure. Yeah.
And frankly, sometimes people think that our work is easy or fun and sexy. And you know, while it might look like that, sometimes behind the scenes, it is like a hot mess. Do you know what I mean at all?
What? No. I mean, well-oiled machine over here. I mean, there's oil everywhere. Certainly, at least one of the production rooms.
Oh gosh. I mean. Good
it's okay. It's just from Randy.
No.
He was making, I assume, donuts. It's just fry oil everywhere.
Sure.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing that happens when you allow employees to bring their whole selves to work. I mean,
oh, sure. I think some of them aren't quite bringing a whole self to work, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, like really?
There's a couple of cards short, you know.
Oh,
I've got it. I'm fine.
Well,
so,
just to be totally honest, like, we'll have shows where, I don't know, there was one show where we had a venue owner say that he had, you know, 120 seats, so we sold 120 tickets. And I get there, and he only had 80. And seemed to not really care about the massive problem he had caused for me. And I knew there were going to be audience members showing up. So next thing you know, I'm outside brushing snow off of outdoor chairs, running over a huge icy little area, throwing those chairs over a fence to volunteers that were taking them in the front. And that's just part of the job, right? Just making it work. I imagine you must have done some creative things just make it all happen here behind the scenes. You must have some stories, don't you?
I'm a little stuck on the idea that you ask people to come and 120 more people show up than you have space for.
Oh, that was a small show. Most of our venues hold more like 200 plus people.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we get people in here all the time.
Well, you have a huge listenership, I imagine. You know, so not everybody is here in the studio.
Yeah, they are sizable people. I mean, there's a sizable amount of people listening to our
things. It sounds like you have a dedicated community of volunteers that you're ready.
Well, we've built it up over. We've built it up over time, but frankly, can we just? Aren't volunteers sometimes the worst?
What? I wouldn't know.
Oh, hey.
I'm sorry. This isn't about me. This is about you.
No, you know what though. We have a bunch of events, but it sounds like you might have a few stories that you're carrying around, no?
I always wanted to be good at something.
Yeah.
And talking was about it. And I thought I could maybe get one of those jobs on the television news. I always looked up to the lady on the television news.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had a suit and nobody told her to go to bed before 10 p.m. And I went to one of those interviews and they said, "Dear, you've got a face for radio." And I took it as a compliment. For about 2 days until I talked to somebody who explained to me what a face for radio means. So I got into radio.
Wow. I gotta say, like, that must have really kind of ripped you to pieces
it's
in that
fine.
Moment.
What?
No, that must have really hurt.
I mean, yeah, it did, you know. And then so I got in here and I got a good job here and everything was going fine. And then.
So, like, have you had, like, any real cool moments in the station? Do you ever get calls from folks where they're saying that they just really were glad to hear about waffles or.
I got a call once from a listener who called in and said that a story that we told right here about the walkie community changed how they saw their brothers and sisters right here at home. And I felt such warmth and I felt fulfilled in a way I haven't felt since that first time I heard Face for Radio and thought it was something good. I lifted my head out of my chest and felt a swell of pride. And then they said, "Thank you, WNPR, for all that you do."
Oh. Yeah, sometimes people tell me that they love our programming and then they mention some other storytelling group that's national and doesn't really do the same thing we do. So I feel ya. I totally do.
That's happened to you too.
Oh my God. There's so many, we really love this work, right? Otherwise we wouldn't put up with all the crap. Can I say that?
You can't say that. You know what? I think you're right. I think deep down, when you get past the waffles and the screaming and the mumbling and mournful Jean, who had our highest ratings last month, you realize that there's something really beautiful about telling stories, whatever stories they might be, because somewhere, somebody needs to hear that story.
Yeah, and we need to tell them just to be able to pause and reflect on the good stuff in our lives and the progress we're making, because it ain't always easy. So that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to create spaces where anyone feels like they can share a story and get better at it.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Megan and X-Fabula. You have a couple events coming up in April.
Would you like
to talk about those?
Sure. And you know, I really hope, you know, maybe you can carve away some time away from the station, come to an event. You can just come to an event and just listen, or you can throw your name in the hat for a chance to tell. And the events all have themes, like March 26th, the theme is What's in a Name? And then in April 17th, the theme is Deal Breaker.
Oh, yeah. I've had some of those.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in addition to those monthly story slams, we also have lots of community projects, collaborations. Like in April, we have a workshop where people are going to tell untold stories of resistance and prep for a story slam at the Jewish Museum.
Wonderful. I know you have one on April 13th.
Oh, Family History Stories.
Family History Stories,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that's at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society and Museum, and that's connected with their genealogy work.
Wow, that's just really wonderful. And if people want to find out more, they should check you out at xfabula.org or just come to one of the places where you're sharing beautiful stories and be a part of hearing those stories get told.
Yeah, so will we see you at a slam soon?
Right after I find Eric.
Fair enough.
Okay. Thank you so much, Megan and X Fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. Get yourself together, dog. Your bark is worse than your growl. We don't need a hero, dog. We just need you on the prowl. Please don't cry foul. You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog. You don't run, you don't hide, you got attitude, your morals are skewed, but you're okay in my eyes. You're a dog investigator, you're a hound, not a gator. You can find anything and anyone, you can sing and you can have fun like this. Ow! Like this. Ow! You're a bad, bad dog, dog. You're a bad, bad dog.
Mech, get me another.
Are you the dog investigator?
Depends on who's asking.
Me. I'm Dusty.
Is that your name or your condition?
It's my name. Although I did like to roll around in the dirt a lot when I was a pup.
When you were a pup? You mean last week? Didn't know they liked kids in here.
I saw you on the TV once. You were being interviewed because you had just solved the Alphabet Crimes case. You were so cool and humble about it.
If I give you an autograph, will you go away?
I'm not here to gush. Actually, really need your help. It's urgent.
Tell me, Dopey.
It's Dusty.
I know. Do you see a desk in front of me?
Huh?
Does this look like an office to you? You want me to pretend to be your daddy and buy you your first beer? Fine. What? If you want an investigator, you're SOL, because right now, all I can investigate is what's at the bottom of this bottle.
I don't want a drink. I need help from the great dog investigator.
I'm off the clock. Come see me a week after the next prohibition.
Next week will be too late. You know all those dogs getting killed? The ones getting stabbed in the throat?
Oh, you sure know how to make pleasant conversation, kid.
I think I'm gonna be next.
Yeah? Why do you think that?
Call it a kinda hunch, I guess.
Oh, a hunch. Yeah. Hunches are very accurate tools for assessing worthy investigations.
You gotta help me, dog. I can't get these images of knives out of my head. The cops won't help me until something goes wrong, and by then it'll be too late. The stress is driving me insane.
Aww. Somebody's found out blue ribbons aren't given just for participation anymore. Get this tattooed on your psyche, kid. Life is not going to coddle you with biscuits and tail and bones. Things are tough all over.
Listen to me. I know there's a very serious threat on my life.
Go away, kid. You're aiding my sobriety. And in here, that's the last thing I want.
You're not the dog investigator I once saw. The dog investigator I once saw was someone who cared about helping others.
Things often look different up close, kid. I suggest not getting too attached to anybody. An ounce of distance is worth a pound of cure for disappointment.
I can see you think that now. That's not who the dog investigator was. The dog investigator I saw? Investigation wasn't a job or a burden. It was a moral obligation.
All right. Time's up.
You don't care that I'm going to die?
You got delusions of slaughter, kid. Go home, back to your cartoons and cereal.
You don't understand. I'm not making it up. My life is in danger.
Hey, Mick! You contributing to the delinquency of minors now?
What's happened to you?
I finally came to the precipice of reality, kid. I'd tell you to try it sometimes, but you're probably safer in the institution.
This isn't you, dog.
Get him out of here. My head is starting to clear.
All right, I'll go. But I know you're better than this. You're not this down-and-out dog, dog. You're just pretending. You talk about reality. Well, you're about as far from reality as somebody can get.
Get out. Get out. Get the rock out of here!
He's a dog investigator. He's a hound, not a gator. He can find anything and anyone. He can sing and he can have fun like this. Ow! You're a bad, bad dog, dog. He's a bad, bad dog.
And we're back with WAIP's Telethon. Remember that this station doesn't exist without the support of our listeners. And if you've already pledged your support, remember that support of WAIP is also the perfect gift.
You know what else makes a perfect gift? Waffles. Now,
it can be difficult to choose the right type of waffle for each individual person in your life, and then you have to consider brand.
If you want to make sure you're going to be choosing correctly, keep supporting WAIP so we can continue to provide all of the waffle-related content you need. Yes, your generous gifts are tax-deductible. Each pledge we receive helps keep your favorite shows on the air. And hell, some of us might even start getting paid.
And that's going to do it for WAIP's Telethon 2019. We want to thank all of our radio personalities for their part in tonight's... yes. Carla Von Platt. How could we possibly have forgotten you, Carla? Thank you so much for those inspiring words. It has been a memorable telethon, and we'd like to take this time to welcome back to the air Jennifer Garcia Stein. Jennifer?
Thanks, Anita. I'd just like to thank our listeners for keeping WAIP on the air and on their dials. This is truly a special station, and I'm so glad that I'm able to be a part of this WAIP family. Thank you, listeners, and thank you to my WAIP family.
Thank you, Jennifer. And remember, it isn't too late for you to give to the... ladies with black puzzle! I forgot you were there.
We'll be right back on WAIP. Your credits are next.
This episode of WAIP was recorded live at Tandem Theater's 10th Street Theater Space in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. WAIP was written by Adam Kudishan and Casey Van Dam. WAIP cast includes Beth Lewinsky as Anita Dwyer, Chris Good as Christopher DeWitt, Anna Gonzalez as Jennifer Garcia Stein, David Sapiro as The Waffler and Craig Vance, Haley Sanfilippo as Bailey, Liz Norton as Kathleen Henderson, Marcus Beyer as John Miller, Ray Perry as Kayla Von Platt, Ryan Charles as DJ DJ, and Zach Shirak as the mournful Gene Lavender. We'd once again like to thank our guest, Megan McGee from Xfabula. Be sure to check out all of Xfabula's upcoming events, including Story Nights, Story Slams, and Storytelling Workshops. You can learn more about Xfabula and their upcoming events at xfabula.org. The interview portions of WAIP are written by Beth Lewinsky. Music for WAIP is by Adam Kudishat and Cole Heinrich. The Worsener Episode 7 was written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Zach Shirak as a Worsener, Marcus Beyer as a narrator, Ray Perry as Spectacular, Jared Langwinski as Ayaluzga and Space Shark, and Megan McGee, Susan Scott Fry, and Sherrick Robinson as Citizens. Sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Music for The Worsener is by Adam Kudishat. Dog Investigator Episode 6 was written by Matthew Conkle. Cast includes Raven Dockery as Nadia, Jim Donaldson as Dog, and Jared Langwinski as Dusty. Sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Music for Dog Investigator is by Adam Kudishat. Long Tom Silvers was written by Casey Van Dam. Cast includes Susan Scott Fry as the advertising agent, Chris Good as Christopher DeWitt, David Sapiro as Bob Dylan, Ben Yella as Kermit the Frog, Becky Kofta as Liza Minnelli, Sherrick Robinson as Darius Rucker, Casey Van Dam as Jerry Cantrell, and Daniel Brin as Cher. Commercials for Lady Tech were written by Andrea Watkins. Cast includes Liz Norton as the announcer, Hannah Esch as Marlene, Megan McGee as Sarah, and Brant Allen as the mansplainer. Music for Lady Tech is by Adam Kudishat. Please subscribe to WAIP on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere else you can. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes. If you want to check out WAIP Live, our next recording is scheduled for March 24th at 7 p.m. at Tandem Theater's 10th Street Theater. All In is in the process of fundraising for this podcast and our upcoming season. We would love your support to keep projects like WAIP funded. To donate, check out gofundme.com/AIP-season4. WAIP is written and directed by Adam Kudishat. Assistant director is Madeline Wakely. WAIP stage manager is Allison Kasparovich. Assistant stage manager is Nicole Alley. WAIP is executive produced by Alex Shrell and All In Productions. Hey, that's me! All In Productions is a local, nonprofit Milwaukee theater company dedicated to using local talent and challenging and creative performances of plays and musicals. All In is in its fourth season of shows and is committed to paying its performers and creative talent. All In's next show, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, has been officially announced. It runs May 16th through the 25th at the Next Act Theater's Performance Space in Milwaukee. It will be directed by Mitch Weindorf with music direction by Paula Foley-Tillen. The cast and crew includes WAIP regulars and guests, including Robbie McGee, Gage Patterson, Stephanie Stasek, Adam Kudishat, Derek Buckles, Ernest Bell, and Ava Bush. You can follow All In Productions on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information. Audio production of WAIP is by Adam Kudishat, Derek Buckles, JJ Gatesman, and Sarah Berger. Live audio engineering and sound effects are by Derek Buckles. Check out more of Derek's work at dbucklesdesign.com. WAIP's graphic designer is Cassie Pearson. Publicity photos are by Sarah Bill Photography. Equipment for WAIP is provided by Q Music, LLC.